back home now, and an Irish researcher has been awarded a prestigious EU grant worth more than €1 million for her cutting-edge health research. Dubliner Niamh Nolan, a lecturer at the Bioengineering Department of Imperial College London, is exploring a condition which affects up to 1% of newborn babies. This week she was awarded €1.5 million in a starting grant from the European Research Council. I got her reaction to the news.
Overjoyed, really. Like, the scale of the grant means that you have a substantial amount of time and, you know, you can recruit a good team.
In layman's terms, as it were, can you just give us a sense of what exactly it is you will be exploring?
My main interest is how movement in the womb affects the bones and joints. And this particular grant focuses on joint shape. There's quite a common condition that happens in newborn babies called developmental dysplasia of the hip, or clickety hips, it's sometimes called. And that's basically where the hip joint isn't correctly shaped. It's likely the hip joint is unstable or even dislocated. And that's thought to be related to when the baby can't move enough in the womb or doesn't move enough. So, for example, if the baby is in a breech position where they're head up instead of head down, that gives them less room to move for their legs. And then also when there's reduced amniotic fluid, that can, you know, the baby can't move as much. So that's what I'm hoping to really show in this research, a link between reduced movement in the womb and this hip condition.
And how widespread is this hip condition, firstly? And secondly, what impact can it have on the life of a newborn?
Estimates of how widespread it is vary from 1 in 100 to 1 in 1,000. But, you know, I myself had it as a baby, and as did my sister. So, you know, it is, I'm sure a lot of people in Ireland would know someone who either had it or had a baby who had it. And then in terms of the impact, if it's caught early, usually it can be treated with a harness. When it's diagnosed late or when the harness treatment is unsuccessful, this can lead to complications later on. But, you know, all babies in developed countries will be checked for hip dysplasia. There's a test, so almost all cases will be diagnosed quite early on.
And then in terms of the research that you will be conducting, obviously long time frame, as you're saying, 5 years, do you think it will have implications for how a woman herself conducts herself during the pregnancy, or is it something that will have relevance for medical practitioners?
At this stage, it'll be more understanding why the condition happens, because at the moment there's a lot of risk factors, but we don't really know why one baby gets hip dysplasia and another doesn't. But I'm hoping that one day my research will lead more to intervention. So another aspect of my research is working on a sensor for fetal movement that an expectant mother could wear, you know, a comfortable, you know, sort of discreet garment that would monitor fetal movement over, you know, several weeks and months, so that maybe we could correlate maternal activity with fetal activity to see is there some way that we can, you know, naturally and non-invasively increase fetal movement in a case where a baby isn't maybe moving enough.
It's striking that so little is known about this condition, given that it sounds a relatively straightforward condition, given that scientists have mapped the genome, for example, that so much has been done with scientific technology. Is the area of pregnancy and fetal development one in which we're still relatively ignorant?
It's quite difficult to work with, for understandably, with pregnancy and with newborns and children in general, actually. It's very, very difficult for ethical reasons, well, understandable ethical reasons, but it's actually, you know, pregnancy and childhood is an area that science maybe hasn't been able to advance as much as in, you know, adult diseases.
In what way has your own personal experience of this issue, do you think, informed your motivation to explore it and uncover exactly what happens?
Very much so. I mean, I'm one of the people who did have complications with my hip after being a child. I had a slipped epiphysis at the age of 11. The joint slips away from the bone, and then that leads to a dislocated hip, and that led then on to other hip problems. So it has been a big motivation, and especially with the fact that hip dysplasia does have a familial incidence as well. So if I have daughters, they'll be very likely to have hip dysplasia.
And that was Dubliner Niamh Nolan, a lecturer at the Bioengineering Department of Imperial College London, who was awarded a €1.5 million grant from the European Research Council this week.